name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he has a work for you to do. He has the destiny for you to fulfill. Lord, I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, amen. Well, we start off again with a scripture. I want you to know that God loves you and he has a special destiny for you to fulfill. We go to what is God's nature like? What does God think of you? We go to Jeremiah 29:11. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Friends, that's what the writing is all about. The infinite love of a big God who loves you and has a unique, special purpose for plan for your life. To do amazing things in your life. God loves you, he always has, and he always will. This is the core message for your life. When we study the attributes of God, we cannot miss it or mistake it. In John 3:16, "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that even gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish or come to destruction or be lost, but have eternal everlasting life." Friends, in spite of our inability to fathom the full scope of God's love, he has revealed it to us in many ways that we can clearly understand. Grappling with the magnitude of God's love forces us back to the basics of who he is. God's love reflects his eternal absolutes. God's love is eternal, like he is more durable than time, wider and deeper than the dimensions of the cosmos. As he tells us in Jeremiah 31:3, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you." Friends, we need God's love because it's hard for us to find someone willing to love us as we are. But he does, and he does it perfectly. The Bible says God is love. It doesn't merely say he is loving. He is that. But the Bible says he is love, and that God is the very embodiment of love and the perfection of love, the essence of all that love means. We see this in Romans 5:8, says it, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." 1 John 4:19 says, "We love him because he first loved us." And Ephesians 2:4-5 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ." As we look at this part of God's nature, we discover a creator who loves us as we are. He loves us as we are. He never asks us to get rid of our baggage before he accepts us. He takes us as we are. To be sure, when he moves in and begins to rule in our lives, he cleans up a few things here and there. He erases the past through his forgiveness, and he begins working within us what is pleasing to him. Loved one, you are transformed over time by grace. But from the beginning, at the very inception of and continually and throughout eternity, we have a God who loves us just as we are. And he says, "I love you." This entire message has been God's loves you. It's not enough to say, "Great to hear, John," and walk away. To know God's love and walk away changes nothing in your life. This free gift that you do not receive is of no value. God has paid a price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you, but you must receive it. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved, in Romans 10:13. So friends, will you pray with me? Just follow me along in this simple prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, friends, if you prayed that simple prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and give God first place. Because, friends, eternal life has started in your life. Amen. Well, the message for today is from Psalm 32:8. He teaches the way. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Do you need to know which way to go? Maybe you are facing an important decision in your job, at home, or in your relationship. Know this, God himself will teach you what you should do. He promises to show you the path you should take. He's watching over you and giving you advice every step of the way. God's not just concerned with your goal or end result. It's not just about getting you from point A to point B. He is with you every step of the way during the entire process. He wants to see your character developed and mature. Most times, our growth in life happens when circumstances seem to be the most uncertain. Those uncertain times cause us to rely more on God. No matter how uncertain things may seem, God still has his eye on you. He's making sure that you make the right choices. He's working with you to shape your character and attitude. Remember, he promises to never leave you nor forsake you. You may not always know the answer right away, but he's teaching you and leading you into blessings all the days of your life. We just pray, Lord, that, Father, that you will give the listeners the direction that they need in their life and that they will receive counsel from you today. And be assured that Jesus is with you always. Right, this part of the message, I will be praying for the sick and hurting. Friends, healing belongs to you. Part of salvation means healing. In Luke 10:9, Jesus said, you must continually heal sicknesses in the city, and you must say to them, the kingdom of God has drawn near to you. Go to Luke 5:17-26. Then it happened on one of the days that he was teaching, they were coming from every region in Galilee, in Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was in him to heal. And there were men bringing a man who was paralyzed. He was on a stretcher, and they were seeking to bring him in and place him before Jesus. They're not finding which way they could bring him in. And because of the crowd, after the crowd was so much, so big, that they went onto the roof where they let him in his pallet down through the tiles in the middle in front of Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins have been forgiven you." Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, who is he who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? When Jesus perceived their thought, he answered them, why question in your heart, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he says to the paralyzed man, I say to you, rise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Immediately he rose before them and took up what he was lying on his bed and departed to his own house, glorifying God. They were all amazed, and they glorified God, and they were filled with fear, saying, we have seen wonderful things today. I've always said, everybody needs four crazy friends. This paralyzed man had friends who were faithful, faith-filled. Their faith and their concern for their friend led them to do something rather crazy. They carried this paralyzed man up onto the roof of a house, then pulled the tiles off the roof and lowered him down into the house. Why did they go to so much trouble? They had heard about this man, Jesus, who could heal. The house was filled to overflowing, and there was no other way in. They had to get their friend to Jesus. When Jesus looked up and saw those men, what he saw was faith and action. He healed the paralytic. Everyone needs four crazy friends with strong faith who are determined to help you receive what God has provided for you. It is amazing that the power of God was present to heal everyone who needed healing. But only the one received, this man, was determined not to be denied. Also, it's interesting that Jesus first says to the man, your sins are forgiven you. That is a strange thing to say to someone who needs healing. But in the actions of Jesus, forgiveness and healing were often demonstrated together. Jesus asked the scribes this question, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? One is just as easy for God as the other. It's just as easy to receive healing as it is to receive forgiveness. People tend to make healing difficult, but it is simple as taking God at his word. Jesus says to the man, rise, take up your bed, and go to your house. So he did. The people were amazed, and they glorified God. Many today are amazed when they discover the Lord is still in the healing business. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, miracles, creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal right now. And friends, believe you will receive and you will have. Lay your hand on the sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I bind and I break every form of infirmity. I rebuke you in Jesus Christ's name. Every form of disease, I bind and break your power. And I command you, loose the blisters and set them free. Every cancer, you are cursed at the root. I command you to die, and I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I release your healing power. I command you to be healed and made whole. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place where it needs to. I command health and healing into every physical body, and divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I bind and break every tormenting spirit, everyone that's stressed. I break your power, and I command you, loose people and set them free. I command you to be made whole. Be healed and made whole. I loose your healing power, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated, and the peace of God now has healed every broken heart. Every broken heart is healed. Every sorrow is lifted right now. I feel of people, you've had pains in your chest, and it's because of your broken heart. It's because of stress. It's broken in Jesus Christ's name. Every burden and every yoke, it is destroyed because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you and when by using God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Amen. Believe you've received and you will have. Not all healings are instant. I wish they were, but they're not. The Bible says you shall recover or you shall get well. Some healings take seconds, minutes, hours, and some days. But the promise is you shall get well, you shall be healed. And act your faith, just believe, you'll find that the pains now or in the future will start to subside. Look for the improvements, test the area, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Fear and faith are opposite. Don't let fear come upon you. Listen to good Christian music. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in a right relationship with God and each other. You must forgive. No fighting and arguing and holding grudges and being vindictive. Leave that alone. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Most important, maintain a good faith. Your words are powerful. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. So my prayer for you this: may the Lord bless you. And may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May your sins be forgiven. May your sicknesses be healed. May your brokenness and grief be carried away. May you celebrate with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. And know the peace of God in the worst of times, because he is the Prince of Peace. And he is the master of the winds and the waves. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
Oh,